talk, talk, talk. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hardly old, hardly useless. Pretty much on to whatever the issues of the day are. The most important information, conversation. And darned if we aren't stuck on that, San Francisco plane crash. I hope we have more information, Kenny, than we did yesterday with regard to the people who said, yeah, that 777, that's the biggest plane. There's, I'll pick up a few bits and pieces of info. Actually, according since yesterday, the latest is that the National Transportation Safety Board says the pilot of that flight was about halfway through his training to fly the 777 when it crashed in San Francisco last weekend. The man sitting next to him was on his first trip as an instructor pilot. So, first trip as an instructor pilot, a guy who was only halfway through his training. What the hell is he doing in landing the plane? Why isn't the guy who is on the left seat the pilot? And they, so there were four pilots in the plane. One of them was a training pilot, an instructor pilot. And that all makes good sense. That happens with every airline. But to have them, it's sort of like a perfect storm of bad judgment. 888-302-3684 is how to comment on this. As people think, well, who's flying the plane I'm in? That's bound to be something that'll come up. Later in the hour, by the way, we'll update you on what happened yesterday at the Zimmerman trial and the continuing saga of Egypt in our spotlight. Now, though, here are our hosts, John Thompson and Bob Montgomery, as we tune in to some of the programs that Kenny researches and listens to and monitors over the course of the 24 hours since the last time we had our get-together here. Here these two fellows, Thompson and Montgomery, talk to a retired pilot named Bill Johnson, who doesn't think so much of the focus ought to be on the pilot.
This terrible crash in San Francisco, all crashes are terrible, some more so than others. But, Bill, yesterday morning on some of the TV news shows, they focused, their perceived focus was on the inexperience of the pilot. Was this a fair assessment on their part, Bill?
No, in no way. The pilot who was at controls of that airplane, you know, as we know, had over 10,000 hours of flying time. And he was basically still in training on these 777, so there was a Czech pilot in the cockpit with him. So I really don't think, and as a matter of fact, I just heard that the chairman of Asiana is downplaying this inexperience in a big way, yeah.
Bill, let me play something for you that focused on the last few seconds of the flight before it crashed. Alex Stone from ABC.
It appears the pilots, for whatever reason, were just unaware. They were flying too slow until warnings began sounding in the cockpit.
Well, what is the possibility of, you know, there's been a lot of speculation about pilot error and the stall warning, and it was just going way too slow. How is it that you have four experienced pilots, technically, or at least theoretically, in the cockpit, and no one notices that it's going way too slow?
Unexplainable at this point. There's four guys. There was some indication that some 8 seconds before impact, one of the pilots told the flying pilot to go around, but it was just too late.
What a bunch of baloney. Did you learn anything from that, listening to that? Other than this guy, this pilot was an apology. He didn't say what was wrong. He just said, oh, it wasn't the pilots. Of course it was the pilots. Who else is responsible for the speed in the air and the height off the ground? The airplane doesn't fly itself. Am I onto something or not, Kenny?
No, I find it. I know they've been interviewing the pilots, and they haven't released all of that yet, but I think if there was something wrong with the plane, we would have heard that right away.
Long, exactly. 5 seconds after, oh, the plane, the engine fell off. No, there was nothing wrong with that plane. They didn't know what they were doing. All right. Here's a very interesting overview, backlash of the passengers. Here's John Williams, a radio host, talking about some of the passengers on the flight are getting taken care of. Well, this is what happens often after something like this happens. Then they go to the passengers and talk a little bit about what they did.
As a plume of black smoke billowed from the flight, number 214, images were being captured of passengers ignoring official safety procedure and collecting their carry-on items before evacuating the aircraft. That's why people are mad at the passengers on the plane, because many of them in the pictures that you've seen leaving, did you notice? They've got their bags. They got their bags. A photograph that showed several passengers, including a woman, walking away from the smoking wreckage with a black suitcase and a white smaller bag in her hands has been widely circulated. The photo and reports of similar behavior have stirred up a stormy debate across China's social media platforms. I'm so disappointed that those passengers think their baggage is more important than other people's lives, posted one on Weibo, which is Chinese sort of Twitter-like service. And they had time to tweet the plane crash before helping others that are injured. And then someone else said this: foreigners, especially Americans, don't understand that in China, human lives are cheaper than money. And this belief is deeply ingrained in the mentality of the Chinese government and its people. This is Chinese citizens posting on China's equivalent of Twitter. Wrote another, as Chinese, we should always keep in mind that human lives weigh more than our belongings.
All right. So, you know what? If there was no, if they could get their bags, I would have done the same thing. Why is there a backlash against passengers? There was one person that died, and that had nothing to do with people moving out of the plane. And why would you, if you, makes perfect sense. You have something important, and you can grab it and get off the plane with it. Never mind what the rules are. It didn't keep, how many injured were there? Really serious injured, Kenny? I don't think there were any. I mean, they're all out of the hospital, I think, pretty much now, aren't they?
No, there are still some in there. There are some who are paralyzed.
Oh, there are. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but how, is that because somebody grabbed their bag on their way out?
I think that's something we would have heard about right away.
Yeah.
It looks bad when there's a plane crash and people are fleeing the plane and you see somebody with their rolling bag and their other luggage as if they're just moving along. It looks bad,
mm-hmm.
But I know if I had been on there, I would have figured out a way to grab my laptop and, you know, if I had anything that was important, I probably would have tried to grab that too.
Yep. Yeah. What are social media in general and specifically here with us, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show? What are we getting from people who are interested in this saga?
Samantha says, just landed at SFO, passing the wreckage from the Asiana flight as we rolled in. I can't even imagine what that would be like to pass the...
Wouldn't be pleasant.
Crash. No.
Interesting, but...
And then interesting question from Christina. Would a robotic pilot have crashed?
Mm-hmm. No. The robotic pilot would be the same as automatic pilot.
Right.
And so... Well, I say no. What happened if there's a short circuit in the robotic... Say it again, Doug. The robotic pilot.
Yeah, these guys wouldn't have noticed if they didn't. They didn't seem to notice much.
No, they didn't. I'm a card game or something. Who knows what they were doing? At any rate, I think that's enough on this. Interesting as to the Quebec runaway train. I'll talk to you about that in a moment. I had a discussion with somebody who worked on the railroad. He's been working on the railroad all his livelong day, and he had some very interesting highlights as to what he knew. You know, the inside stuff from people who actually work in the industry. And so that conversation coming up here at 16 past the hour on the Wednesday, July 10th, Doug Stephan Good Day program. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers customers can get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer, the Amazing 7 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 7 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 7 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 7 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 7 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 7 years. That's 7 entire years till the year 2020. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 7 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%, APR 3.08%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 7 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, some other disasters, or at least one other in the news that people are talking about. That runaway train in Quebec. Investigators are trying to figure out what the cause of the train. This is an oil train. 13 people killed in Quebec. The train was on fire. Here's what happened. I talked to a fellow that works for a railroad crew, and they were all over this yesterday. The fire on the train before it got to this town. The action taken during the fire led to the release of the brakes because they shut the train down. They shut it off, and the brakes were not properly set. So the train on its own was on an incline, started going down the grade, and it hit a piece of track that was only supposed to be used by trains at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It was doing 40 miles an hour by itself. There's nobody in the train, just going. And so when it got to the point where it was on a curve, it sort of was out of that movie that Denzel Washington was in the sense that something the track just can't handle. If you're doing 40 on a track that's only supposed to be used for 10, that means maybe it'll handle 20 or 25, but it couldn't. So the brakes released, and down it went. 50 people are still missing, Kenny. I didn't realize there were that many people involved.
Wow.
Officials say the death toll will rise for sure. At least 5 of the train's tankers exploded after it derailed in this town. Pretty much destroyed the whole town. But it was because there had been a fire in the engine. They put it out, shut the train down, and they didn't set the brakes properly. That's pretty much what happened. So that's that story. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Song by the Stones. It was on this day in 1965 that, by the way, this group, how many of you know, this is a great trivia question. The Rolling Stones took their name from a Muddy Waters song. Did you know that? Yeah, this was the number one song during this week in 1965. It was the first time that the Stones had been on the top. I Can't Get No Satisfaction stayed at number one for 4 weeks, and it was off and running, and they have never, ever looked behind them. Started making money in 65 and just have been like a cash machine. And as fate would have it, Betty Brenneman, who was the music director of KHJ in Los Angeles, had assigned the number 440 to the KHJ control room copy of the single. And I'm just thinking about 440 Satisfaction. It could have been named 216 Satisfaction. Stones. 41 hits over 13 years. Ruby Tuesday, Honky Tonk Women, Angie, Miss You, Painted Black, Get Off My Cloud. That's one of my faves. I think other than Satisfaction, I like Get Off My... Hey, you, Get Off of My Cloud. And so look at all of these guys who have been a part of this group. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Brian Jones, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, Mick Taylor, Ron Wood. Got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys 1986. Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 1989. There is a difference between them and the Beatles in that the Stones, I think, were more rock-oriented. Don't you think, Kenny?
So it would absolutely. Much more rock.
All right, so let's rock ourselves back into the matters of the moment. And the Zimmerman trial, as it continues on, garners attention. A forensic expert testified at the Zimmerman trial yesterday, saying that Trayvon Martin's gunshot wound indicated he was likely on top of Zimmerman when he was shot. Forensic pathologist Dr. Vincent DiMaio said the single shot that killed Martin passed through his clothing as it hung 2 to 4 inches from his skin, indicating that he was over Zimmerman and leaning forward. This is consistent with Zimmerman's account of what happened. Defense attorneys also presented evidence that Martin had marijuana in his system at the time of the shooting, which they claim could have affected his behavior. Judge Nelson expected to rule on whether the defense can introduce a computer animation timeline of the confrontation. Still doesn't answer the question as to why Zimmerman followed him anyway after he'd been told not to. That's he may
yes.
say, that, well, I did it because I suspected he was doing something and I had to use my own judgment. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, another trial here in the Boston area, a big shouting match erupted at the Whitey Bulger trial between the mob boss and his former right-hand man. Outburst occurred as Kevin Weeks, the enforcer on Bulger's team, took the stand. During his testimony, Weeks called Bulger a rat for his work as an FBI informant. That prompted Bulger to yell, blank you, in the court. And then Weeks yelled back, blank you! What are you going to do about it now? The judge stepped in and stopped the exchange, scolding Bulger. Blank you! No, blank you! The guy's 84 years old. Blank you! No, blank you! Only in Boston would that take place. 28 past the hour. This is Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, by now we all know it's dangerous to text and drive, but there are several other scenarios you may not have considered. Distracted driving is serious stuff, so here's what you need to know. In 2008, almost 20% of all crashes that year involved distracted drivers, and there are actually three types of distracted driving. Visual, when you take your eyes off the road, manual, when you take your hands off the wheel, and cognitive, when your mind wanders while driving. State governments are working fast to address cell phone usage in cars, but there's little enforcement when it comes to other distractions, like putting on makeup, looking at your GPS device, and of course, dealing with the kids in the back seat. That's why it's up to you, the driver, not to get complacent and remember these important rules of the road. Oh, and if you're using your cell phone, according to one study, talking on a cell phone while you drive, even if it's hands-free, delays your reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration of 0.08. That's scary. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Look, kid, never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/toughguy for details.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or
swap it
for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You want delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
The sun is shining down.
Sun and the summertime.
The
living is easy for some of you, and that's cool. Help yourself to the summer. A summer in the northern hemisphere. While you're baking at the beach or the lake, keep this factoid in mind. The highest temperature ever recorded on the continental United States was 134 degrees. Death Valley, California, this date, 1913. So, global warming, 1913, huh, Kenny?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it did it. All right, so anyway, I can't even begin to imagine. Death Valley is cracking down on people trying to fry eggs on the sidewalk there. Story at DougStephan.com. How often is this a problem? Every day people, I suppose just for fun, people would do that, Kenny, huh?
Yeah, I think over the last couple of weeks, because the temperatures have been in the 120s, that more and more people are doing it, and they're taking videos and putting them on right. YouTube, and yeah. Then they see somebody else gets lots of hits, so they want to get it.
Yeah, silly, just plain old silly stuff. So away from the silly things to other issues of the day, what's going on in Egypt? The situation... Not very pleasant. Forget about going there. If you were going to take a trip there during this latter part of this year, forget it. Here's a report. We have a lot of television and radio input here. Scott Pelley talked to correspondent Holly Williams there about the Egyptian military killing a lot of the former president's supporters.
In Egypt, the president, installed by the leaders of a military coup, named a new prime minister and vice president. But that did not calm the millions of Egyptians who support the deposed president. Mohamed Morsi was the first freely elected leader in Egypt's long history. Now, he's under military guard, and the army massacred his supporters who demanded his release. Holly Williams was in the middle of it today.
Supporters of Egypt's deposed president, Mohamed Morsi, refused to be intimidated. A day after Egyptian soldiers opened fire on a crowd of protesters, killing more than 50 people, thousands of them rallied again in Cairo, protected by their own team of volunteer security guards.
Many of these people say it doesn't matter what Egypt's new government does, they won't leave the street until Mohamed Morsi is reinstated as president.
As Egypt's first democratically elected president, Morsi was criticized as dictatorial and ineffective. But for this crowd of conservative Muslims, he's a hero.
I came 600 kilometers here to support legality, to support the legal president whom we vote for.
Protesters like Essam Al-Hawani, a high school teacher, told us by ousting the president, the military has made a mockery of Egyptian democracy. But he's determined not to give up the fight.
Our blood will win. So we have nothing in our hands. We came with our hearts only and with our blood only.
Other protesters made the same point today in a powerful Islamic ceremony. These men carried martyrs' shrouds, a symbol that they're willing to die for their cause.
Holly, one of the things that the coup leaders have said is that they'll have elections in 6 months. Has that done anything to quiet the situation?
No, Scott, Mohamed Morsi's supporters say those new elections are a sham because Egypt's democratically elected president was removed by the military. As you know, this country has been through 2.5 years of political turmoil. But with Morsi now in custody and arrest warrants issued for many of his supporters, Egypt's divisions look deeper than ever.
All right, be happy you're not there, I guess. So let's go from television to talk radio for this conversation that Ken Kessler monitored. Talk host Terry Miners with Senator Mitch McConnell about whether the U.S. Oh, my God. Harry, let's get involved. And who in the name of God thinks the U.S. should be involved in what's going on in Egypt? Good heavens. Let's see. We'll listen to a little of this and see if it doesn't disgust us all.
What should America's stance be now with what's going on in Egypt, Senator McConnell?
Well, it's a tough situation. Egypt's been our best ally in the Arab world. They're the most important country in the Arab world, and we hope that at the end of the day they'll still be our ally because that's extremely important to Israel. The relationship between Egypt and Israel has been at peace for over 30 years. And the important thing for us at the end of the day is whatever emerges, are they still allies of the U.S. and are they still in a peace agreement with Israel? Those are our national interests in that part of the world.
Indeed. The question is whether democracy lives, will be able to live and survive there. And the ramifications could be global if, obviously.
Well, more important than what kind of form of government they have is are they going to be our allies or not? And if they're going to be our allies, are they also going to be Israel's allies? We're not in much of a position to dictate to them the form of government they have there, but we sure hope that whatever emerges after all of this turmoil is a government that is pro-Israel and pro-U.S.
All right. Okay. That's what you'd expect to hear from him. Not a bad idea to have them as our friends. Better to have everybody in the region as our friends. But they've been our friends because we bought and paid for them. And because they really like us, it's because we give them billions of dollars a year in aid. And that's sort of a way to protect Israel. But that's the old kind of thinking, which you can always get out of McConnell. You never get a new idea. He hadn't had a new idea for 40 years. 888-302-3684. I have very little use for him. Never have had much use for him. He's a tyrant and a bigot from my point of view. At any rate, I thought the one thing that happened that was interesting to him, Kenny, was when Ashley Judd was thinking about running against him for the Senate seat, the kind of trash that they dug up on her to try to discredit her was pretty much, again, what you'd expect from that ilk. These old codgers who have been in there forever, been in way too long. There's the poster boy or poster person for term limits. McConnell is the poster boy for having been there just way too long. And his counterpart on the Democratic side, same thing. Right? These guys have been there too long. All these people who get to leadership posts, Pelosi, Boehner, they're all just old fossils, no new ideas. They're just interested in power and control, and that's it. Harry Reid. My God, the two of them should be on a poster. Wanted, dead or alive. Mostly, I don't want them dead, but I want them the hell out of there. So we get some new, fresh blood, new ideas from people who just... in case you never heard me go spout off on my idea in terms of term limits, 6 years, that's it. You want to run for Congress? Good. Get a six-year term, stay the 6 years, can't run for Congress again. Same thing in the Senate. 1 6-year term, you want to be president? 1 6-year term, that's it. No beholden to interests that try to get you elected or reelected. The system is so broken, so corrupt, this is the only way. Governors, same thing. Any important elected office, 1 term in that job, 6 years, and you're done. And then you get rid of these old fossils like McConnell, who do nothing but create problems. 888-302-3684. What do you think of that for an idea? You may comment if you'd like, Doug, at DougStephan.com, Ken at DougStephan.com. A lot of people are interested in Egypt and what's going on there. Some interested in some of my comments, some interested in the comments of the host that we monitored. So let's get to some of those calls in a few moments here on Good Day.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your 9th wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world, stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Offer ends July 31st, 2013. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe 3 or 4 in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mr. Snowden in our focus in a few minutes right now, though, some of your calls at 888-302-3684. Just to update you, an Egyptian military official says that militants attacked a security checkpoint in the Sinai. Two people were killed. Official says the gunman stormed the post in an area that's in the central Sinai. Six people were wounded. This area has had daily attacks. Army posts under attack because the military has deposed Morsi, and the people who were in these bunkers were supporters of Morsi. A lot of extremists and jihadists escalating attacks because the jihadists and extremists were the ones supporting Morsi. And so, bing, bang, boom, shoot them up everywhere. Here's Roger listening to WJOL in Joliet, Illinois.
I think the U.S. Missed the ball. They should have been more helpful to the democratic government that was elected. And there's other countries that have more influence than USA. You know, you have the Saudis, you have the EUs. So it becomes very difficult in terms of how, you know, what the role should the U.S. be playing now, because the U.S. has to balance things out. And Egypt is such a, and it's a country, is such a, you know, big influence on other countries nearby.
888-302-3684. Kenny, monitoring a lot of these stations, some of the calls that you bring to us, we put you on the air live. Some of them we record for later presentation and use. Some of them we come to you with as having been on some of these programs we monitor. Here's Renee in Mississippi. Let my people do what they want to do, sort of. Let my people go. Remember that? Egypt style?
Okay, let's start with this notion that what happened in Egypt was a democratic election. It was not. It was a managed election by the United States between the hardline Mubarak radicals, which the United States funded, and the Muslim Brotherhood, which the United States also funded. So that was not an election. That was a managed thing that was supposed to look like a democracy. The only thing the United States, the only reason the United States has any interest in Egypt is the Suez Canal and Israel. It wants to keep the peace treaty with Israel at any cost. All these outside supporters like Qatar, like now the Saudis, they want to continue to control for the United States, the people of Egypt. The true democracy was in the streets with the massive millions, the largest protest in history ever. That was the true democracy. I don't want the president to say anything. I want him to stay out of Egypt's affairs. Let the people decide.
All right. That's impassioned plea. 888-302-3684. Mike in Ohio on Russia. And,
first, we need to know who we are up against in the Middle East there. It's the Russians. They're supplying all the guns and all the ammunition, all the weapons for these Arab Springs, and you know, Al-Qaeda, all these people. The whole Middle East is, I was in Vietnam. I was fighting Viet Cong, but they were armed with Russian weapons. It's Russia that is undermining us, trying to bankrupt us, which we're $16 trillion in debt, and they're doing a darn good job at it, but we do need to know who we are fighting. It's the Russians are backing this whole thing. It's not this Arab Spring and Al-Qaeda and all this stuff. It's them supplying them to start the conflicts to get us involved in, to bankrupt us.
All right. Let's get a quick call in from Louise, who's in New York.
I'm not going to say I'm a fan of Morsi, but the United States should stay out of this this affair right now. And that means not only militarily, it means financially. It also means not being involved in their political and social organizations and promoting a particular ideology or a particular view. You know, if we're going to actually be friends with Egypt as equals, we have to allow Egypt to have its sovereignty. Unfortunately, we practice a form of humanitarian imperialism that kind of says we are altruistic in our intentions, which we are not. Another thing is I do credit Morsi for not accepting the IMF aid because everyone knows that that looks like a form of a structural adjustment program, which actually wrecked Africa. It had divestment in the public sector, causing many people, you know, to, especially around food subsidies, to actually go into famine and starvation. And that would have been very detrimental for Egypt. So I'm very glad that Morsi refused that. And I would hope any future leader of Egypt refuses it, because that kind of influence of any Western power in a country or in a region that doesn't have, you know, where the West doesn't have the best intentions or has its own intentions, would be too much.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler, as our focus now changes from the Egyptian situation to the NSA and Mr. Snowden, NSA leaker trying to get into Venezuela, Kenny. But whether that's going to work or not doesn't seem to be clear. The country had a deadline. Wasn't it Monday they said you better make up your mind what you're going to do? And he hasn't, or at least it isn't public if he has made up his mind, whether he's completed this deal or not. He's still in that little hotel in the Moscow airport. So what are we getting from people in terms of social media about Snowden? Is he still public enemy number one with you?
I don't know. Public enemy number one might be a bit strong, but I do think he should be brought back here and answer for what he is, the laws that he broke. On Twitter, Robert says, breaking the law is breaking the law. Snowden is not being persecuted. He's no refugee. Doesn't need protecting. And I sort of agree with that. His reasons for asylum are because he wants to be protected for what he's done.
Yeah, right. Yep.
And Simon has a nice little joke for us. Ed Snowden should seek asylum in the only place beyond the reach of U.S. law enforcement. Wall Street.
There's something to be said for that. 888-302-3684. Here's radio host Roger Taylor talking to a political analyst named Chuck Perricone about what Perricone thinks we ought to be concerned about as far as the surveillance program, the NSA surveillance program, is concerned.
What are your thoughts on the NSA and spying on Americans? President Obama went down multiple notches on my list, from signing indefinite detention into law, and what the NSA has been involved in, and gathering all of our phone calls and emails. Do you have thoughts?
Yeah, so I'm not a black helicopter guy. I want to get that right out there right now.
Well, I'm not either on
but,
that.
But I will tell you that having been as involved in government as I have been and continue to be, and speaking to these people regularly, there is always more to the story than what we're being told. Always.
Oh, sure.
And the thing that concerns me about this, and should concern everyone else, are the abuses that can take place, maybe are taking place. I don't know, but they could. And the president wouldn't have to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a system that's completely based on money, capitalism, then money is going to drive that system, correct?
Yes.
Well, in politics, it's majority. It's partisanship. It's who holds the gavel. So my concern was, is, and will always be the fact that the information that's being gathered by the NSA could be in the wrong hands, used in such a way to create a political disadvantage or an obstacle or an advantage to those that happen to be in charge at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That would be relatively easy to do. Now, what members of Congress will tell you is that they've been briefed and that they are convinced that this is metadata, and that there are not specific conversations, and that you have to have different warrants to go beyond that metadata. That's probably true. I don't doubt that. These are honest people. On the other hand, does that mean that there isn't anyone in a back room somewhere that's connecting some of these dots in some way or in some fashion, or could? I believe that's why Mr. Snowden is running around trying to disclose some of the facts of what's actually going on, because quite frankly, we would be horrified if we knew all of them.
Yeah.
And that's what drives that kind of leak. Does that mean that we should go to bed afraid tonight? No. Does that mean that we should be paying a little bit more attention to this? I would dare say yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. All right, a bit of the news from Cleveland. Those three women that were held captive for 10 years and rescued in the spring have broken their silence, Kenny. There was a video posted on YouTube yesterday. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight thanked their supporters and appeared composed. They spoke one at a time in this footage. The video was recorded in a law office. The lengthiest remarks came from Michelle Knight, who seemed defiant in the face of her ordeal. She said, quote, "I may have been through hell and back, but I am strong enough to walk through hell with a smile on my face and my head held high and my feet firmly on the ground." So that's this guy, Ariel Castro, apparently punched her in the stomach until she miscarried. He impregnated all three of those women. That guy should be in jail. Throw away the key. Good night. Good luck. Not good luck. Bad luck to you, sir. It's 59.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.